Here we are on a Tuesday evening for the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. I'm your host, Trevor Harris. This is intermission on the program this evening, a chance for you to get up and stretch your legs, maybe get some popcorn. I've got an interview at intermission this week with a pair of members of the Women's Symphony League of the Missouri Symphony Society. I welcome Sheila Kausler and Georgia Morehouse to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Very good to have you all here. Georgia was talking before we were on mic about the many roles that she has played within the Women's Symphony League. Can you give us a little background, a little history of the league and when the group started and what you do?
Yes. It was founded back in 1970 or 71 by Lucy Vianello and Jean Smith, and she did this as an auxiliary to the Missouri Symphony Society. And the purpose, of course, really is to raise money for the orchestra, although it says that the purpose is to foster and promote and increase musical knowledge and appreciation by educational activities. The role has more or less been taken over by the Conservatory of the Missouri Symphony Society Orchestra. And the other things that we do to raise money are not necessarily associated with music, but carry the load as far as the monetary end is concerned.
How much has the Women's Symphony League raised over time?
Through the years, I would say probably close to $1 million, maybe a little more, yes.
And how do you raise the money each year?
For the most part, I think it's with the house tour, the holiday house tour that most of Columbia is familiar with. And we've been doing that since the late 70s, early 80s. And then another thing we did at one time was we created a Columbia Afghan, which we sold, and that was very successful. With new membership, they do new things, and it's wonderful what some of the newer ladies have come up with to create ways of raising money.
Now that Afghan, I've seen it on the thrown on some couches of some old-timers around Columbia.
Yes.
But I've never seen it for sale. Are there still some laying around you can purchase? Are they long since gone?
I sold the last one last week that was on my closet shelf. No, there are no more.
So if you've got a Women's Symphony League Afghan to benefit the Missouri Symphony Society, it's a rare thing. Hold on to it and cherish it. There may be a second run at some point, but for now it's a rarity.
I don't think there'd be a second run of that Afghan because it was created at a time when before the theater was renovated, and so the marquee of the that is pictured on the Afghan is different, and also we used a part of Columbia College that is no longer there. We used the Chinese pagoda as their message, as their symbol, and that is gone. I think it's been replaced by a soccer field.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Chinese pagoda.
Do you remember that one? Yes.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
It was.
Uh-huh. Good thing I didn't go looking for it lately. I would have been scratching my head and wandering around for hours. Also with us this evening is Sheila Kausler. She is the president of the Women's Symphony League. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Give us an overview of the plans for the near future of the Women's Symphony League. What do you have on tap for the next year as among the suite of things that you do to support the Missouri Symphony Society?
Well, we have our holiday home tours. We have for 30-some years. It's grown every year, and it's our biggest fundraiser. We have the piano showcase, which we are sort of revamping. George has done a wonderful job with it, but she's decided to sort of step back and relax. And so we're going to take that over in maybe just a few different directions. We have a big garage sale that we have in the summer that if you're looking for something to decorate your house with, or, you know, it's a great sale that we have. It's in August. And we have started to help with Serenade, which is the Conservatory's biggest fundraiser, and we just finished that in April, but it has grown quite a bit. It used to be sort of a small little fundraiser, but it was a very big event this year.
That's Sheila Kausler. She's the current president of the Women's Symphony League. Sitting to her right is Georgia Morehouse, who has done it all with the Women's Symphony League. Sheila, why are you involved with the Women's Symphony League?
My children all play with the conservatory. I have three children. My oldest plays the viola, my middle plays the violin, and my youngest plays the cello. So they have been with the conservatory since my middle one was in third grade. So I joined the Women's Symphony League to kind of help with the conservatory. I've been going to the Missouri Symphony concerts for years, and I just wanted to get involved and see how I could help.
Georgia, how about you? Same story? Did you have children who were playing?
No, not at all. I just love music, and that was one of the reasons that I started the Piano Student Showcase, was so that young people would have the opportunity to play that glorious piano on the stage of that glorious theater, and did that for 14 years. And we'll, as Sheila said, I gave it up this year, but it'll be, I hope it'll continue under a new generation.
Did you grow up playing music?
Oh, no, and that is one of the reasons that I wanted them to have the opportunity. I grew up in Guatemala, and I had a very stern German piano teacher who would not allow me to enjoy the music that I was playing by ear. And so after a while, I would run and hide and not. Every time I heard his motorcycle coming up the road, I'd run and hide in the laundry hamper.
So how did he deter you from enjoying the music?
Well, oh, this is a silly story, but I was just six, and I worked very hard in figuring out the Blue Danube, and I thought I'm just gonna awe him when I play the Blue Danube for him. And so, of course, I was playing it as a six-year-old would play it, which was accurate in ways, but not in other ways. And as soon as I finished, he sat down at the piano and played it in the right key with all the arpeggios and pedal, and I couldn't reach the pedals, and it was just devastating to me.
That was the beginning and the end of Georgia Morehouse's music
career. As a musician, absolutely, yes.
But here she is, at least 5 or 10 years later, supporting the work of the Missouri Symphony Society, and how many years have you been involved with the Women's Symphony League?
Probably 40, yeah.
So the German piano teacher in
Herr
Guatemala.
Herr Goldstaub, he made it happen, but he didn't know that at the time. I still have music in my heart.
What do you think it gives those children when they hit the stage of the Missouri Theater for the Piano Showcase or events like that, and they're getting to solo for the first time, or all eyes are on them, something they've been doing just in a studio with their teacher, and all of a sudden there you are on the Missouri Theater stage, maybe there's 100, maybe there's 1,000 people looking at you. What does that do for those kids?
I hope that it encourages them to continue with their musical studies, and I've had lots of teachers tell me that it has been one of the inspirations for kids that are getting a little bit bored with it to continue because they like to audition for the showcase.
I can relate and have a sort of parallel experience. I used to do a lot of long distance running, and I would only be motivated when I plunked down like $70 to register for a marathon or a half marathon. Otherwise, I didn't feel any motivation, but I had that thing hanging over my head that on this certain date, I got to be at this certain place. And it's not like everybody's looking, but it's my chance to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a parallel that maybe it keeps those kids motivated, knowing that if they don't stick with the piano, they're going to have to go out and run a marathon.
I'm running a race Thursday night.
a rare Thursday night race in Columbia. What race are you doing?
It's the Well Aware. It's 5K, just a 5K.
You ready? You prepared?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I go out every day.
Excellent. Sheila, I'm curious about, you mentioned your three children who've all come up through the Missouri Symphony Conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
What has the participation in the conservatory given your children?
Well, I think the quality of the music and the conducting, they learn really how a professional orchestra conducts itself and performs. I don't know if you've ever been to one of their concerts, but they're amazing. And I think they just learn professionalism with an orchestra setting.
And Kirk Trevor is just really stellar with those children. He is wonderful with them.
Mm-hmm. If anybody would like to join, we always, you know, it's a great organization. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot of great things in the community. So if anybody's interested, just...
And buy tickets for the events, because Hot Summer Nights is just really spectacular. I don't think we mentioned that they have a chamber series as well that takes place out at Broadway Christian Church. And the musicians themselves decide what they want to play and with whom they wish to play. And so it's just a lovely, lovely thing.
The schedule for Hot Summer Nights and information about how to become involved with the Missouri Symphony Conservatory and the Missouri Symphony Society, details are online at mosymphonysociety.org. Sheila Kausler, current president of the Women's Symphony League, and George Morehouse, longtime member. Thank you to you both for coming in and spending some time today.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so great for you to have us. Thank you.